Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Kennellan is here. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, he's been with us about 10 years, but he hasn't been with us in a while. We've missed him. He's been writing books. He's the author of Bring Out the Best in Others. He's the author of The 1% Solution, and his new book is called Change Your World in, count them, 71 Days. And he's here to talk to us about that. He's an outstanding performance expert, and he's here to help us. Tom Kennellan, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's delight to be here.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on yet another book. 71 days, not 70, not 72, 71 days. I like it when people are specific. What's this all about?
Well, it's specific because it's based on a mathematical formula. And as you know, the book has its roots in physics, psychology, and mathematics. This is the mathematical piece.
Folks, don't worry. There's no homework in the book.
Well, I could make up homework if you'd like, Jim.
I'm sure you can, but we'd rather not.
But that's not what the book is about. The book is about getting things done, getting them done soon, getting them done in 71 days. And the reason it's 71 and not, as you said, 70 or 72, is because the mathematical formula is based upon how things come together. And behavior change works exactly like compounding interest. Now, everybody understands at least the concept of compounding interest. And you get 1%, and you get another part of that, and it keeps building. Behavior change works the same way. You get 1% today improvement. Tomorrow you get another 1%, so you get the 1% from tomorrow, and the 1% from today, and the 1% of the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think that if you want to be twice as good at working on a team, if you want to be twice as good at closing sales, if you want to be twice as good at anything that's going to drive the business forward, it would take 100 days. But because of the compounding effect, it only takes 71 days.
Right.
That's it.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. It is mathematically proven, and it's a great way to think about it. So talk to us about how to apply this to our small businesses.
Give me a specific small business.
Well, we've got a small business that's trying to operate the new normal, and they're having to make adjustments in their business to reach out to new customers have new expectations. For example, they got employees,
sure,
got new generation of employees coming along. Those are the kinds of things that we're facing.
Okay, so let's talk about a business that's trying to reach out to customers, and let's say there are several ways they've talked about reaching out to customers, and let's say the business has 12 people on the team. Then what they need to do, if you and I are running the business, we sit down and say, okay, let's get everybody together. We're going to set aside an hour. We're going to pay everybody for that time. We'll close down an hour early. We'll stay after. And let's talk about different ways we can do a better job of reaching out to customers or potential customers. We sit around, the 12 of us, and we think about this and that and four other ideas. Somebody says, well, we could do, as people come in, we could say, hey, we're having a special on this week. We're doing this. Different ways of reaching out that might affect different parts of the company. And everybody works better at their piece of the pie. So if my job is to do outbound calls, I'm going to do a better job maybe prepping for each call, looking at that particular client's needs or that potential customer's needs or our present customer's needs, and I'm going to get 1% better at that every day. 71 days from now, I'll be 100% better than I am now at figuring out some ways in which we can help that specific customer. And you, for your part over there, maybe we need better coordination between, if it was a manufacturing operation, between manufacturing and shipping. So that part of the business will work on better teamwork to make things go more smoothly for the customer. 71 days, they'll be twice as good as
that. And so all we're trying to do then is you want everybody to find a way every day to get 1% better.
That's all.
Just 1%. So how would we measure 1% in an assignment? What would that look like?
Well, it would depend on whether it's a hard measure or a soft measure. If it was a soft measure like teamwork, we'd have to talk about, are we getting better at teamwork? Here are the things that we said we were going to do. Are we doing them, and are they paying off? Is the teamwork actually getting better? Now, is that going to be the same as 4.2% or a prime rate of X? No, but you and I can tell the difference between a cold, rainy, windy day and a warm, sunny, calm day.
Mm-hmm.
And in that description, you and I could agree what kind of day it was. Teamwork works the same way. We can agree, if we talk about it, what good teamwork looks like. And we could agree what bad teamwork looks like. So that would be a descriptive kind of thing where, can you measure precisely? No, but we could pretty much agree.
Would it be, all right, so I could say, that 1% could be something that I could measure, okay, this is making me better, or I could be something, this is helping other people to get better, so I can measure it that way. But do we need to have other people to confirm our 1% growth? Would that be a good idea to say, okay, I found something here today. This is what it looks like. Do you agree with that or not?
I would say that's absolutely critical. Because individually, we can, not deliberately, we can fool ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, I'm doing this. But a good way to check is to say, okay, at the end of this week or at the end of 10 days or, you know, some relatively short time period,
right,
we're going to send out, I just want you to put down on a slip of paper somewhere from 1 to 10, where is teamwork right now? We'll measure it, and the average comes up to 6.3. And then a week from now, we're going to do the same thing. How are we doing on teamwork? And if it goes up, then there should be some general agreement.
Right.
And we should start to see not only the change in the scores, but also ways in which we're working together.
So if we measure, we should have a couple of things going on then. We should have our own individual progress that we're measuring.
Yep.
that helps everybody.
Yep.
Ultimately. And we should also be measuring the team improvement.
Sure, that's why they have umpires and referees.
Exactly, yeah. Tom, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I want to talk some more about how to measure this, folks. Think about that. Doubling your capability, changing your world in barely more than 2 months, 71 days. It's a mathematical certainty, right? Tom, give us your website, please.
TomKinnellan.com.
TomKinnellan.com. Check it out. The book is called Change Your World. In 71 days, 20 after. Stay with us.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.